Proclamation number 7353, dated the May 3rd, 1959. God's infinite fatherly love. My love will carry you across all obstacles if only you entrust yourselves to me and want nothing else but to fulfill my will, because my love for you is boundless. And were you able to imagine the degree of my love, truly, you would no longer experience any hardship or worry, since you would know that I will keep my hands over you and protect and bless you. However, your anxious doubts keep me away from you so that the full strength my love cannot take effect. And I must allow this to happen if I don't want to restrict your will, which must aim towards me in complete freedom. But although I keep telling you that I love you with all fervor and that you have nothing to fear, you must bond these words within yourselves, for only then comes their effect permeate you and make you truly happy. Imagine a father who faithfully guides his children by the hand and will not allow dangers to approach them. A father's love is truly selfless and only wants to make the child happy. But the child must also fearlessly stay close to the father. It must not distance itself from him and want to take its own paths. It must listen when it is called by the father and must do what the father asks. And this is what you should do as well by living up to my commandments, which I only gave to you so that I can make you indescribably happy. If you comply with my commandments of love for God and your neighbor, you will also give me great pleasure, for then you will voluntarily return to me, you will voluntarily take hold of my hand and let yourselves be led on your future path of life. From that moment on you will be released from all hardship and worry, because I will take care of these for you, because I will deal with everything on your behalf. Because my power and strength will carry you across everything that seems to hamper you on your way towards ascent. Just imagine often and sincerely that I hold you by your hand and watch over you, that I love you and that I am concerned for you to mature, that I will not abandon you to my adversary once you turn to me of your own free will. Try to penetrate the nature of my divinity ever more deeply, which is love itself. And you will feel more and more that a God of love will not want your misfortune, that it will therefore be kept at bay if you merely follow him, if you merely take my hand, which I will always extend to you if you walk alone, and walk with me. My eyes constantly watch over you and recognize all dangers. Do you really believe that my love will leave you unprotected in such dangers? Do you think that I would let you walk alone even if you wanted it? I follow you because I know you and your hearts and because I know that you belong to me as a result of your will. But you will be put under pressure and burden for as long as you walk alone without taking my hand, and you will experience problems which shall remind you of me and make you call for me. And I will be with you in every adversity of body and soul. For my love is always close to you and only waits for your call in order to walk by your side again and to provide you with reliable protection, which will make you feel safe and secure because you will then be walking consciously next to me. Don't lose this consciousness of my presence. Time and again you should turn your thoughts to me, and time and again you should think of the one who follows you with tireless love and patience, who wants to possess you completely, to whom you should hand yourselves over in complete faith that he will lead you out of all adversity. Amen.